Mr. Moyers, Mr. President.
Yes, Bill.
Ready.
There are 9 members of that committee. The Democrats are Hill, McNamara, Yarborough, Clark, Randolph, and Bobby Kennedy. The Republicans are Javits, Prouty, and Dominick.
Well, you see, you got Javits. Now, that's one. He's going to lose Hill and Yarborough and Randolph. So that's 3 you're going to lose there, and you're going to lose 2 Republicans. So that'd be 5 out of 9. They would win, you see. And that's what he's afraid of.
And we've got to keep Randolph, at least.
Yes, you just got to keep Randolph, and you got to keep Hill any way that you bribe him. I imagine he's upset in Alabama. I imagine he's afraid of us. I imagine that they're giving him hell, poor man.
He just cutting off his nose on this one, though, because Alabama comes out very well.
Well, he gets a little more money under Yarbrough, doesn't it? I think so.
Yes, but not over the long pull. That's the problem. Once Yarbrough's formula starts increasing the amount of money that the states put into it, the federal government share cuts back. Right now, our program over the long run increases. So that's the big difference.
What you've got to do is, I don't know who to do it, but you reckon Hewitt Smith stands any chance the governor has any drag with Randolph?
I don't think so. I don't believe so, but we'll try.
Well, we just got to think. I talked to George Meany. He said he would call all 3 of them. That might do some little good. I just told him that I didn't believe if they admitted it that we could do any good. I just didn't believe that we could get it back to the Rules Committee. I would never say we can't, but I would just say it's very, very likely that we'll kill the whole thing, because if we have to go to conference, we got to get a rule in order to go to conference. And we just did get a rule this time. We promised John Young, and we told them all that we'd do this and do that. And now, if we go back, we may lose one of them. And if we lose one, we've lost the bill. And let us do this, and then we'll sit down and work with them and try to improve it next year and the next year and the next year. Now, George Meany is one chance. I would think I've got to get Larry. I'll get him. You get Doug and y'all. If Sweeney's got any influence on Randolph, I don't guess he has. If he wanted his own boy to have it.
Well, he has influence only for one reason, because he'll be deciding a lot of these projects down there. So he wants to be friendly with Sweeney. I'll call Sweeney right now. I'll find out about
you. Do you know Randolph at all?
Oh, sure. I'm the one he called when he wanted his man on that job. And I'm the one he called complaining about not getting mentioned in that bill.
Well, why didn't we mention him, Bill? Just had too many to mention.
Flat error. Mistake. I can go up and see him. So I got his son in the Peace Corps 3 years ago after he'd been turned down. And then I got his son a job, another son a job teaching out at American University. And a part-time job while he was doing graduate work. And we have a friendly relationship.
Well, I'd call him and tell him I want to come see him right away on an important matter to West Virginia and the president. And I'd go see him and sit down and say to him that if we want him, we want him to kind of take the leadership. Because if we get this bill amended, well, we may be out of the cold. Say that I didn't know. They just gave me a statement, and I do it. But I'll go make a speech for him on Appalachia sometime and help him. And I didn't. Just gave them what they handed me, as I do all day. And I'm his friend. Of course, this thing yesterday damn near ruined him, and he may raise hell about that. He may be so mad this morning. But I think I'd try to do that right quick.
Okay.
Talk to Larry, though, Bill.